Zachary Gomorrah, case number 4. Suffolk Gaul, Suffolk Loyal. Heino Picker. Plukta der Blazer Rabban. Zachary, Suffolk Gaul, Suffolk Loyal. Roa Achma, Shalom, Chomet, Chachatzer. Rabbi Isbald, if any do, Nichas Oiloi. Nichas. Why Rashi says the word chutzah, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. It's very significant. So the case of the Gemara was that a guy was sitting on a bench in his chutzah and he sees a mouse running around. Taking chametz. He didn't see that it went into the house even. So Gemara says there's such a time with the mice of Bikr. What's the in the Mishnah in the thing? Anichas the Bikr, the mice of Gisham, the tomb of his other plainness. Says Rashi, Babika is a valley or a plain which has many fields. Harbi saw this. Mesek Hashem, why Mesek Hashem? Babika, which is a yachad atum nishikrat sama chazer vein, which is a chalat nishikrat. So in the summer, there's nothing growing there, so the bialim don't care. Somebody goes through it, has dinner with shus around. But in the Mesek Hashem, has dinner with shus yachad. Atum saw the 20s. Amar echad alachi, makom halas vein yidim nechasti, but he saw them loy nechasti. We know that there's Tumma in a specific field, because you have a bikkur which has 10 different fields, and one of the fields is Tumma. And the guy doesn't know if I went into that field or not. Very, very cryptic Gemara, which has three mahalchim out of the Gemara. And all the three mahalchim are very big yisaidis, both in general and in B'dikas Chametz. Three mahalchim out of this Gemara. I call it the Rashbam of Al Basra, the Rashi and Abed Zara, and the Tosfos. It's three Mahmoud and the Gemara. We're going to spend 3 days. First of all, the facts of Rashi, the Mesek Shom, we just said. We saw the plainest claim of Achas, the Sodas Yodin of Ezehi, also the Sodas Yemesmith, so every field has a boundary, has a border. Malcolm Al Zubik is Racham Betam, never the Safra Kumbish Zerf, who was a Rechosh Al Sodas Kumbish Zerf, and Nichas Sodas. And then they held a light. And half them, they strike straight. There's a lot to say here. We'll go slowly. There's a general question and then there's a specific question. There's two inyanim in this very, very strange Gemara. One is, what did the Gemara find in the story of Bikra? What does the Gemara want from Bikra? I'll backtrack. Is Machlekes in the story of the Bikra? Gemara seems to be saying that fundamentally our case should be told in the Machlekes of Bikra. Just the Rashi says it over here. Because it's Rabbanan. So we want to understand, first of all, internally what's happening by Bikra, and then, for the life of us, we're going to try to understand what the world has to do with Chametz. At Dvar Mamash in this government, Sisrei Torah over here, we're going to see this Kama Vakama Shotim in the Machlekes over there by Bikra. And Mimela as a derivative Kama Vakama Shotim, what did the Gemara find by Chametz? Ba'azveres Dvarei Barachova. What's Machlekes over there? The story over there was, according to Rashi by us, that there was a bikkur which had many fields in it, this valley, had many fields. In one of the fields, there's Tumah. So, the Pashto's Shaila is, a guy walked into the bikkur, he doesn't know if he went into that field or not. So the Chachamim say, it's a Safek Tumah Shazayah, Safek Tumah Shazayah, it's like a dummy. What about the Rulaz, why is Rulaz a matter? Says Rashi, because it's a Sek Seker. What's a Sek Seker, by the way? One Safek is whether or not I walked into the field which has a tumor, and second of all, even in that field itself, was I mile on the tumor? Did I reach the tumor or not? That means, talking about a case where the field, plainly, the field which has a tumor doesn't fill up the entire field. In that field, there's tumor. So we know that in field A, there's tumor. We want in that field. We don't know if A, I went into that field. Even on the top, I went into that field. Was I acting as an oil over the tumor in that field? That's a sex faker. We'll go slowly. Stating the Gemara over here, stating Rashi, that the Sibu or Rulaz is mitar is because you hold is a sex faker. First of all the Rishonim and Baba Basra ask, sex faker? Although the Mishnah says in Tyrus, calls fakers, right? Sophic to Mishnah says, you're a Sophic, even if you have 10 fakers, even if you have a sex faker. The car we've spoken about many times. Sabak Tumash Yachid is always Sfekri Tomei. Even have Kol Sfekri Shata. Marba, you need to have 100 sekas. She said, all that for him, Mugini Shlomo over here in the back specifically, that Rashi and the Rashbam, as we're going to see in Babas in a few minutes, held that this Mishnah argues, this Mishnah holds, that the din of Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, which says, Sveik Vatami, even if you have a Cheskas Tara, was only said by one Suffolk, not by two Sveikas. So first of all, it's a idea, you need to know that on Suffolk, the Yudam and Aleph appeared, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, a new sheet of the Tanakam who holds that the famous din of Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, Sveik Vatami, always, even when you have a sex Sveik, is not a Kuliyamo. There's a sheet of Rebbe Lezer who argues, and the sheet of Rebbe Lezer holds, that the din of Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, which is a Baal Mechidosh, you learn out of Saita, like we explained the last 2 days, where Suffolk is telling me, even if you have a Cheskas Tara, that din was not said in a case where there's two Sveikas. Okay. You have two Sveikas, it's Machlekas and Mishnayas to feed this Havana. Hatkan, there's nothing more to say about that. So we have over here a case where a guy had a Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, where Rebbe Lezer said, well, it's a Svek Sveika. The big mystery is, what are the Chachamim argue? Not clear in Rashi. You could say, Rabbanan don't hold of this Chiddush. Rabbanan holds Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, Sveik Vatami, always, even if you have a Sveik Sveikah. At this state Nishna in Rashi, by the way. I want to point that out. That means I'm saying like this. We're talking about Bikkur now. In this Rashi over here, state Rabbi Lezer, a Veltz Chiddush that shakes the world of Tumor V'Tara. Because until you get to this Gemara, the Unger Numan of Din is that the Din of Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, that's what we learn out of Saita, right? That even if the guy's a Cheskas Tara, still we give him a Din Tomei, was said even if it's a Sveik Sveikah. That's what we learn out of Saita. In this Rashi state, at least in the Blazer holds not, but if you have a sex sake, you don't have a din of Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is what other one argues. So you could say they argue on this, they hold no Suffolk Tumor, Rosh HaYochid, even if you have a sex sake. In the Rashbam of Baba Basra, statement four is that the Chom argue hold that it's not called a sex sake. What's the lesson of the Rashbam that I brought you today? Rashbam says with the Mufurish, black and white, what the Chom argue is. The Rashbam of the Baba Basra argues. The Shmuel says, "The Seif Seif Mali Sadach is Mali Sadachah. The Chodesh Sveikah Yeshem Halacha Lekeve VeHel Yeshem Halacha Sveikah Tami." The Shmuel says in Furish that the Machlekes is not whether or not Svek Sveikah is Matir Suffolk Tumor Rosh HaYochid. The reason why the Shmuel argues Chodesh Sveikah is called one Suffolk. What's the one Suffolk? Did you touch the Tumor or not? So we have a very weird Machlekes. We're going to name one, by the way, that since Rashi doesn't say that the Machlekes is a dramatic Machlekes, okay, whether or not the there's a heter of sex fake applies Suffolk Tumor Rosh HaYochid, which is one time Saita. We're going to go today, when I say today, the first Mahalach, this is what I call Mahalach, I'm born in the Sukkot, Mahalach of the Rashbam. Mahalach of the Rashbam is that there's a Mahalach is whether or not such a thing is called a sex fake or it's called one Suffolk. It means everybody agrees that if you would have a sex fake, it's mutter, it's tar, even Suffolk Tumor Rosh HaYochid, which has exerts a kosher from Saita, that you always tell me and we don't go bust the Cheskas Tara. That's only when you have one Suffolk. When you have two fakes, one matter. Machlekes says the Rashbam between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim is it called two Sveikas or it's called one Suffolk? So let's begin to explain this. What type of Machlekes is that? One Suffolk, two Sveikas. First of all, who goes holy? Who's the Pashas like? The Chachamim or Rebbe Lezer? What's that I'm saying? Who's the Pashas like? What? You say it's two Sveikas on the ground. What? Rather like the Chachamim on the ground.
You said a baby, so it's like this.
You're not sleeping well. Yeah? About the past, like the Chum. Why? What's a Suffolk? There's a Bikka over here, there's a big area. A guy went for a walk, and he went for a walk in the Bikka. Somewhere in the Bikka, there's Tumma. We don't know if he touched the Tumma. I mean, it's not touching, it's being a mile al Tumma. He's acting as an oil. The part is like this. You went for a walk. What's the practical Suffolk? The practical Suffolk is that there's a Bikka over here. Somewhere in the Bikka, there's Tumma. You went for a walk, and you don't know, did you? Were you my Lalatoma? You were my Lalatoma. That's one Suffolk. What other Suffolk is there, by the way? You can take a Suffolk, you went one step and two steps and three steps. What's the Suffolk is, there's one Suffolk. So there are one for sure on the Pashtas, by the way. The Suffolk is, was I mile on the Toma? Was I not mile on the Toma? That's for sure the Suffolk. That's a no-brainer, by the way. So the practical Suffolk is, did I act as an oil on the Toma? Did I walk over the grave or not? That's all. That's the Shaila, right? How I got to that Suffolk? Well, there's one Suffolk. Did I walk over the grave or not? The Rebbe Lezer is a Pella awesome. How in the world the Rebbe Lezer turned into two Sveikas over here? But that's a Pella Mamash. So I want to give a Moshul. The Pshat that I'm going to say now, Rebbeinu Peretz speaks out in the back. But I want to give a Moshul. The Moshul is a very interesting Moshul. Let's say a guy went to the hospital one day. To the Shari Tzedek, and there's a Dasa. Okay? And boom, that day in Hadassah, there was no Tumah. And that day, Shari said there was never somebody who passed away. Hashem Yirachem, it was Tumah. Guy comes home back to his Dira. Okay? He carried him for the life of him, which hospital he went to. He go to that Daza, he go to Shari Tzedek. Now, that's one suffix, agreed? Besides that, he has a suffix of, if he went to Shari Tzedek with his Tumah, I mean, which floor were you on, or which building were you in, right? Not the whole building, it's not Tumah, Kiyat Dua. How does that look at such a thing? It's a guy sitting in Dira, and he's trying to figure out, is he Tumah, is he Tar? So you could look at it as one suffix and say, you have a suffix of, do you touch the Tumah and Shari Tzedek, correct? Or there's an Eilim here that you can hear that that's two Sfekas. How does Eilim look at it? Is that two Sfekas or that's one Sfekas? Would the Chacham and their blood argue over there? What does the Eilim say? What? The Eilim says it's two Sfekas. Why does the Eilim over there agree that it's two Sfekas? What happened? Why? Because the answer is like this. That's for sure, Hadassah and Shari Tzedek are two different rishos, shuyos, two different entities. So before I go down up, but I want to say more than that. It's not enough. The word is that the Sibah for your Sfek begins with, you don't know which hospital you went to. So the whole Sibah for your Sfek is known as which hospital did I go to, right? On the side that I didn't go to Shari Tzedek because I think broken up on top. So there's two Sfekas over here. One topic is which hospital did you go to? On the side that I went to Shari Tzedek, there's a topic of what floor I was on. Was I talking or not? That the other one will agree clearly is called two separate Sfekas because Shari Tzedek and Hadassah are two different Rishiyas. And therefore there's two different Sibahs for Sfekas over here. One Sfek is which hospital did you go to? And Machtutu, there's another Sfek which is in that hospital. Was I a topic or not? The other ones you've heard to hear that two Sfekas, correct? The Pshat of Lazer is an interesting Diak and Rashi over here. You notice that Rashi says, the whole Sada v'Sada misuyemes b'meitzreha. Every field is defined by a meitza. That means, let's say I would have a bika, that there were 10 fields owned by 10 different people, and there were no borders. There were no boundaries, there were no borders, there were no fences. Misuyemes b'meitzreha means you have fences, okay? Let's say I would have a bika, which is owned by 10 different people, but they don't have borders. It's not defined. Meduik and Rashi, there wouldn't be a shadow of sex sacred. That's Aleph base. Meduik and Rashi, there wouldn't be a shadow of sex sacred. Meduik and Rashi, why don't you say that? Say, you have a bicker and you have 10 fields. And it's all, what defines 10 fields? It's all by 10 different people. Why does Rashi have to say, Mr. Yem is a Meitzreya? Is the answer is Avada and Avada, I need to define it as a separate Rishos. In order to go define that it's a separate Rishos. So, it has to be Mr. Yem is a Meitzreya. It has to be that it was marked down. Well, slowly. So what's the Shadar Blazer? Why is it a sex sacred? The answer is, here's the word. If you belt every field is a separate rishos. Belt every field is marked out. So we look at every field like Hadassah and Jared. That means, if you belt this 10 different rishuyas over here, so the 10 different rishuyas, I'm saying very, very long to shavart, is kveya Hashem sofik b'fnei atzmai. It means when I want to go shtel avek, what is the sofik? Every time when you have a sex seker, you first have to shtel, what's the sofik? Is if the vardas would be one big cholent, where the vardas, I don't have any division. So I have, the only entity that I have is a bicker. The only thief guy is a bicker here. Now, I have a shayla. In this bicker, this tumah, did I walk over the tumah? I didn't walk over the tumah. I walked over the tumah. So I was my lal tumah. I'm tumah, I'm not. The minute that it becomes 10 different rishuyas, so each one is kaveya, first of all, a Shem Sofik of which Rishos did I go into? Because each one's a separate Rishos. So where did I go? It's not one Rishos that the Vard is this one Bika, and the Vard is in this Bika that was Tumah, and what did I walk over the Tumah or not? Now the Yisayat Advarim is that the Meitzah, the fact that there's a separation between the places, is kaveya that's a separate Rishos, which is therefore kaveya, a separate Shem Sofik, which is which Rishos did I go into? After I decide which Rishos I went into, comes another Sofik, which is, in that Rishos, what did I walk over the Tumah now? Because the Tumah doesn't fill up the entire field. Azel Choyer state in the Yisayit over here. And we're talking about a very, very, very tifa lomdish shayla in Hamadas HaSafik. It means like this. Let me say the same thing that I just said now from a different angle. When I have 10 fields over here, I can't jump to the question and say, did you walk over the Tumah? I first have to know, did you go to the place of the Tumah? Because it's a separate place. I repeat again, why isn't it one suffix? Did you walk over the Tumah? You went for a walk? The answer is, what do you mean I went for a walk? There's 10 different entities over here. This is Hadassah, this is Shari Tzedek. You're asking, what's up with Shari Tzedek? They're next to each other, so is Hadassah, and Shari Tzedek next to each other. There's a bus ride apart from it. Why over there do you look at it as two separate Torah? Because it's two separate Rishiyos. It's first has to be Kaveya, which Rishiyos I went to. The Sezer of Lezer, that the minute that it's separate Rishiyos, because it's Mitzuyemis, B'meitzreah, because it's separate Rishiyos, which has a Havdalah between Rishiyos to Rishiyos. So the first suffix you need to know is which Rishiyos did you go into? They're separate Rishiyos. It's a Vekishtalta suffix of which Rishiyos did you go into? If you went into a Rishiyos, I can then go ask a Shail of, in that Rishiyos, did you touch the Tomah or not? It's a fascinating exact. One time I was turned to Rabbi Peretz. Rabbi Peretz speaks out this lumdus in a very, very blatant way, very blunt way. Look at Rabbi Peretz here. Look into that article. Look into your house behind a vicar. Look at this. Lump the Sharbain of parrots. Void I'm a revo, the dummy shaper the bicker, the bicker pierce Rashi, the whole southern, the southern Mitzianus Mitzrael. Look at this Rashi here. What a lump the Sharbain of parrots. The bicker pierce Rashi, the whole southern, the southern Mitzianus Mitzrael. Every field is marked. I'm a divya maskul hainu bicker in middle of Omer Rivo. Umishum hachi mitara beleza. Why? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, the chol sada, the sada, milsa ba'ape nafshihu. Each field is called a separate entity. Hoyol umitsuinu, since it's marked down. Right here is where the lumdus is. So what if it's ba'ape nafshi? Ba'ape nafshi is kaveh, that I have a preliminary suffix. In other words, the belt is ba'ape nafshihu. So before I go down up, did I touch the tumah? First, after down up, was I in that Rosh Hashanah? Ba'ape nafshi, two different entities. So before I go down up, it means that it's ba'ape nafshi, that it's a separate entity, is kaveya, that there's a preliminary suffix that you first need to down up of, did I go into that ba'ape nafshi? Did I go into that separate entity? If it wouldn't be a separate entity, so there's only one child, or did I walk over the tumah or not? The minute that it's ba'ape nafshi, so I first have to know, did I go to this ape nafshi? Each ape nafshi means each one's a separate place. So suffix number one is, did I go into that separate place? I can't even go down up. Did you walk over the tumah? What do you mean you walked over the tumah? Who says you went to that place? Who says you went to Shari Tzedek B'chal? I don't tell you, what's Shari Tzedek and Adas, the different ends of the town. This is also different ends of the town, because they're different entities. As before I go down up, whether or not you walked over the tumah, I have to go down up whether or not you were there B'chal. Look at this. What a line here. The Rabbanon are not mischashiv with border markers. I'll get to that in a second. It's only called one suffix. Yeah, machlekes? Machlekes is whether or not having border markers or a fence defines a separate rishos. Yeah, I love the shemaisa. Is having a separate border marker define a separate rishos? If border markers, says there been a press, a shocking shot. If border markers define a separate rishos, so I can't jump to the suffix and shtel a suffix of did I walk over to my first. I have to know, did you go into that place? They're different places. And Vemela, there's no lot of suffix. First of all, did I go to that place? If the border markers aren't convey a separate place, there's only one place over here. Place is a bicker. And in this bicker, there's a shadow. Did I walk over the tomb or not? But if I say right that it's convey a separate rishos, so before I go down up, did I walk over the tomb? I have to know Belchal where I walked there. You'll ask me, and why do I have to go down up? Suffix number one, did I go into that rishos? Because it's a separate rishos. And before I go down up, whether in that rishos, who says I went there, Belchal? It's different rishos. They're different places. It's different places. It's Shari Tzedek and Hadassah. So the most of what I'm saying is Kishmoy Kainu. Shocking Machlekes. Blazer and the Rabbonon, Aliba de Rashi over here with the Hezbo of Rabbeinu Peretz. It's interesting, Magina Shlomo says this whole Hezbo in the back, he didn't have Rabbeinu Peretz. I guess if you wouldn't have a Zara Rabbeinu Peretz, it would be hard to believe such a shot. I'm telling you, a Lumdish of Shat where the border markers are Kaveya, a separate Rishus for itself, that it's Kaveya, a preliminary suffix of where you go before whether you touched or not. Agav, if he's a. When Rabbi Lezer says a Lashon over here, I'm saying something very, very important in Shat. When Rabbi Lezer says a lashon over here, sofik bia tar, sofik maga tumatame, what do you mean to say? Sofik bia is when you have a sofik of whether you bechal arrived in that place, then it's a sfek sfeka. What does sofik bia mean? Sofik bia means that when you have a sofik of did you go into a separate rishos, then you have a sfek sfeka. You don't just have a suffix of whether you touched the tumah or not. You have a suffix of b'chal whether you got into that rishus, because the tumah is in a separate rishus. So first you have to down up the b'chal that I go into that rishus. Shaki machlik is a place in the Ravon. 1 second. But what Reina Peretz says, border markers aren't kaveh a separate rishus. It's all called one place. Border markers are they're geographically all together. Since geographically it's all in one place, I don't care about the fact that you made border markers, okay? What do you say? No, Chas HaShem, Shari Tzedek Hadas is about two separate entities, they're miles apart. A Bikkur means that there is one place, I just said, because it's one place, because it's one place, it's one Makkum, and they're next to each other, and there's a thing called a Bikkur, you went into the Bikkur, and the Mela, that's Kuveh or Hashem of one place, Hadas and Shari Tzedek, it's not called one place, the Mela, Avad and Avad, it's called separate Rishuyas, and that's a no-brainer. Correct, exactly. That's machlik. Machlik, this is what the Lashon HaBeinu Peretz is. Whether a simon of a mitzar is enough to make a havdalah on it. Atkan, fascinating pshat of Beinu Peretz. Fascinating, this is the pshat of the Rashbam. Fascinating pshat of the machlik is a blaze of the Rabban Hichos Tara. Now, we come to the ikar headache. Okay, fine. That's the pshat. That's pshat number one. For sure Rashbam. For sure Beinu Peretz. So now begins the Agros Nefesh. So what are the Bul Chametz? Shemir Rachim. What the Gemara say? That the Suffolk all, Suffolk loyal, has to do with that thing. By the way, it's Mefurash and Rashi. That Be'etzem, it should have been told in the Machlekes of Ablaze and the Chachomim. Should have been told in the Machlekes of Ablaze and the Chachomim, right? What's that telling the Machlekes of Ablaze? Rashi says, but the Rabbana will make a lot. Remember what that means soon. But it should have been told in the Machlekes of Ablaze and the Chachomim that according to the Chachomim, they told that one Suffolk gets Tom Esi Achayev and according to Ablaze and that, right? So the obvious question is, what in the world is going on over here? I don't understand. I'm going to ask you very blunt. We know that Chometz is governed by two rules. Either it's called a Makom Shemachnisim Chometz, in which case, said the Maggid Mishnah, you always Chayev, which is Rashi holds in most cases. Or it's not, because it's something they're running the Kula. Chometz is governed by very, very simple Mamanashach. If it's called a makom shemachnisum by chametz, right, that great umbrella of Allah, so then, I don't care how many sfeikas you have, you can have a trillion sfeikas, it doesn't make the slightest difference, right? We already know that the classic case of makom shemachnisum by chametz is a sfeik. And yet the din is, if you're a makom shemachnisum by chametz, you're chayef. Now, if it's not called a makom shemachnisum by chametz, for any svar they want to say, is your butter, because I'll forget about the kula. What did they find in their blaz and the chametz? I want to point out something very interesting. In case number one, for example, of Teshet Tziburin, we learned out from Teshet Tziburin that Roev Paskin said it's matzah. Roev Paskin said it's chametz. Right, we had a suffix over there, is it chametz or matzah? We say over there, because chametz or suffix, it's going to end the Roev Paskin is what it is. Case number two, also, we say talinon, correct? Case number three, we spoke about the psak of Shnei Shvilin. Why over there do we say something about all the kula, etc.? In case number four, I don't understand. Forget about Bicker. Leave Bicker on the side. Leave her blaze another one on the other side. Let's ignore it. I have a very simple and painful question. A guy is sitting in his chutzah and he sees a mouse running around. What do you do over there? Vigas Chometz wise. Do you say something to one on the kula? Or you don't? Make up your mind. If you say something to one on the kula, so say something to one on the kula. Elamite tell me, no, I can't say something to one on the kula because of Vigas Chometz, we don't say something to one on the kula, correct? So then you chayev. Was it the Machlekes of Blazer Rabbanu? What in the world did the Gemara find there, Blazer Rabbanu? What do you tell me? That Machlekes is what is called a Sfek Sveika. But Sfek Sveika has no bearing by Chometz, because we're Manashach. If it's called a Machlekes of Machlekes of Chometz, I don't care if it's a Sfek Sveika. And if it's not a Machlekes of Machlekes of Chometz, I don't need a Sfek Sveika, because it's something about the Kula. The Manashach over here is choking us. What did the Gemara find in Bikka that has a Hashpah on this Sfek all? I'm asking the Manashach. If a scenario of Sfek all goes under the Magid Mishnah's Klal of Machlekes of Machlekes of Chometz, so then what do I care if it's a sex faker or not a sex faker? Who cares if it wasn't a chum? There's no shaykh b'chal. Elamai, you tell me, it's not called the case of makom shemachnisim b'chum. So then say something about the kula. What in the machlekes? But wasn't the chum had a machlekes? Is it a sex faker or not? Because if it's a sex faker, we don't say the din of something to Mershus Yavet. That's very nice. That's good. I accept it. Fine, we're done. Now the question is, okay, and now, what does it do with chumetz? Manashach. This case fits into the case of the Magid Mishnah of Bidikas Chometz al Sofek Nitzkena, yes or no, the Soya. If yes, so I don't care if it's a Svek Sveker, because Makom Shemachnisim B'Chometz is also 10 Svekers. Elamai, it's not the case of Bidikas Chometz because it didn't even go in, we don't even know if it went in B'chal, Hechatesi, right? Okay, so then say something to Malakul again, Shalom HaYisrael, what did you find in Bikkur? is a Birat Dvarim is like this, and as Ashtay Barach in the Chem Shalem, a very tefum shot. The pshat I'm going to say is so convoluted, but that's the pshat. What do you find in Bikkur? I'm like this over there, whether it's called a sex faker. Sex fake has no bearing on Chometz, because if you chayv, I don't care if it's a sex fake. If you chayv, if you bought it, I don't need a sex faker. That's the cast 22 over here. What's going on over here? The machlekes over there was, is it a sex faker? Whether it's a sex faker, that has no bearings on chometz. Because if you chayv, I don't care if it's a sex faker. And if you're potter, I don't need a sex faker. The machanami, the Birat Dvarim was like this. What would be the din? Not interesting, Shiloh. A guy sitting in his dira. Erev Pesach. Why he didn't go home, Pesach Nish? He's here. And he's sitting on the merpeset of his dira. And he sees on Rechov Shimon Rokach Achbar Maisalach Yushami Edel Afayin Mais Erev Pesach Dika Mais running up and down the street with chametz in their mouths, right? Nechama Bakery cleaned out their chametz Erev Yomtiv, and all the mice of Beis Yisrael came, millions of them, and you see them running down the street. Yeah, so the guy sitting on his merpeset already the Pesach Ichtik. And he sees a mouse running down the street right next to his building. What's it in over there? There's a tzadik tikkun chometz. That's it. And by the way, he doesn't even have to see the mouse. He knows there's mice running around with chometz. You don't have to see them. So basically, why not bother back off? So I'm curious. What happened? Tikkun chometz over Nitzke. Maybe the mouse came in. There's a mouse over here on my street. And he has chometz. And I was like, hey, mouse, I'll tell you. What's wrong? No, without any of those. It's not true. It's not. You're wrong. Big mistake. I saw a mouse outside my dira in Rosh Hashanah Rabim running with a piece of chometz in his mouth. There's no shas v'chalt in the safe. What's it did? Das v'chayshish? Is it okay? Is why not? Why not, by the way? Because chometz also for nitkina, right? Maybe it went in. By the way, maybe it went in. I want to point out something interesting. The chances of a mouse outside your chutzor coming into the chutzor and going into the house, the chometz is just as high as the mouse in the chutzah. The chutzah, the mouse doesn't have ways, okay? He doesn't know that he's in the chutzah now he's on the street. For him, it's all the same things, right? He's trying to be a kedish, and it's Erev Yomtiv, and it's great tzuf, and then he's running around with chometz in his mouth. You think he knows that he's in the chutzah? He's not in the chutzah. So the statistical chances of coming in from the street are Rehov Baal Shem Tov. You know what that is? Where that is you? Vesh. He doesn't know that Vesh means Baal Shem Tov. Yeah. You know what Vesh is? You would never hear as a bocher? Who was your dira? He was a short room on the other side of town. You never know who Vesh is. What? Jackson. Mamash Day, yeah. Show him when Mamash looks like Jackson. Almost identical. What's the shot, by the way? The statistical chances of the mouse coming in with chometz are the same exact chances. But the Birat Dvarim is along the Shavart. Vada Navada, in order to have a Mokum Shemachisim B'chometz, it has to be that it's in the rituals. Not that there's mice running around outside. That's not called a Mokum Shemachisim B'chometz. That's a double Pasha, by the way. Okay, that's a double Pasha. That's not called a Mokum Shemachisim B'chometz. That's called a Mokum Shemachisim B'chometz. What's that? I am mice statistically, but Avada and Avada and together with the Rabbanon of a Mokum Shemachisim B'chometz means that it's a Mokum Shemachisim B'chometz. That is, there's mice running around down the street, Rishos Rabbin. Avada and Avada doesn't shaf a Suffolk. That's all it is. That's why, by the way, Rashi says the Suffolk was that it was in the Chotzer. First of all, the suffix starts by chotzer. See, I'll ask you and say, okay, so what? So I'm going to say an astounding thing, and that's what the Rebbeinu Peretz means to say. The house has four walls. The question is, are the four walls of the house enough to go define a separate rishos or not? If a meitzer, by the way, the Rebbeinu Peretz speaks this out. The Rebbeinu Peretz speaks out before us that the same way Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim argued by a sodeh, whether or not the boundary markers create a separate rishos, they argue whether a house creates a separate rishos. Just what I asked before was, who cares whether a house creates a separate rishos? Sex faker doesn't play a role by chometz, because if it's also, it's also. Even if it's a sex faker, if it's mutter, I don't need a sex faker. The answer is an achanami. The machlekes is a lomdash machlekes whether or not walls or fences create a separate rishos. The nafkamina by chometz is not whether it's a sex faker. The nafkamina by chometz is it a separate rishos? And here's the word. What happens if I see the mouse in the chutzah? The chutzah is a separate rishos than the house. So that there's a mouse in the chutzah doesn't have any bearings on the house, because I saw a mouse in a separate rishos. I didn't see a mouse in the chutzah. So the machlekes of the Gemara had a havamina that if a guy sees a mouse in the chutzar, yeah, the Gemara, I want to show you how lumdish this Gemara is. The Gemara had a havamina that if a guy sees a mouse in a chutzar, slowly. The Gemara had a havamina that if a guy sees a mouse in a chutzar, so the Gemara said that whether or not I'm chayav to do bedikas chametz will be totally the machlekes of all the rabbanim, whether the house is kaveh a separate rishus for itself. Because if the walls of the house, I'm quoting Rabbeinu Peretz, if the walls of the house create a separate rishus for itself, so then the fact that there's chametz in the chutzar doesn't create a suffix of makom shemachnis and chametz. And here I'm going to say the line that I said yesterday. Not every suffix of chametz is called a makom shemachnis and chametz, okay? Not every suffix of chametz is called a makom shemachnis and chametz. Not every suffix of chametz is called a makom shemachnis and chametz, okay? If, now you'll all agree with me that the mouse, blessed be his soul, doesn't know that there's a machlekes or blessed in the chachamim whether a house is called a different rishus or not. Everyone agrees? Even the Yishalmi mouse. Even. Okay, even the Yishalmi mouse doesn't know that the house is a different rishus according to Reb Lezer and according to Chum. It's not a different house. That's a lamdin. They're very bright, but not that level of lamdis that the mouse knows. What does it mean? What? Then it means, yeah. Ooh, the mouse of the mean? Hold on, Avia. You guys, how much barfing ideas? The regular FFBs have no idea what you're talking about. Where'd you pick that up? Tanakh? They don't know what Tanakh is. What's T stand for? TNA. Was it Rosh Hashanah or something? They have no idea what you're talking about, yeah? Just barfing ideas. Embarrassing, these guys, yeah?
London.
London. It was 4 years, right? 5 years already? End of your third year, and you picked up more than these guys picked up in 15 years. Yeah, you'd be listening to you. Maybe we'll give a special course about Tanakhis. Scriptures, right? Tanakhis. I have no idea, you don't understand. I don't know the names of the Tanakh. They never heard of Paul Danavia. Right, Jeremy?
I was thinking about
you don't even know who Paul Danavia is? What?
Jeremy's mainstream.
Jeremy's mainstream. We made it. Your official legal Penda Moritz. You see that? Now you're just a regular guy. Yeah. Well, yeah, he moved to Ramah Shalom here. Absolutely. A lot of school first. First get ruined in one more darga, and then you can move over.
Full man of fear.
Anyway, Mike, that's the massive. What? What's that? Something to do with Tanakh, Megillah? It's our Batavis usually. Listen carefully. The mouse knows, Machlekes of Lezer, the Chachamim. Here's what I'm saying, big raid. Here it's a Vekishtelt, that not every Suffolk has the din of because someone's something that's going. Yeah? Not every Suffolk has become a Zenitkin. Not every Suffolk has. Yes, me, statistically, it's the same statistic, right? It's Chatzur, it's Yer Rishos, it's not Rishos, it's separate walls. Who cares? The answer is not a word of statistics. It's a word of the nature of the Suffolk. Chazal said that B'dikas Chometz al Nitka is in a certain surah, it's in a certain situation, a certain framework, where in your Rishos came Chometz. What happens if the Chometz is in a different Rishos? And I got it statistically because it's a chutzar in a house that's grounded the same thing, it doesn't make a difference. If the house defines a separate rishus, from one rishus to another, Chazal didn't give the din of b'dikas chametz al nitzke, shaki mamash. Mamash shaki. That's the pshosh of shah, the Gemara lefi the Rashbam of Baba Basra, of what was the comparison of the issue by the Bika Lagabi Tuma and Lagabi b'dikas chametz. V'advorm noyroi mamash. Now, if this pshat is correct, and we don't have any other pshat, the Fishita Sarashbam slash Rashi, in what the comparison from Bikkur to Chametz was, is, I would say that in this Gemara state the whole heart of the Sugya. Why? Because what does it say in this Sugya? What it says in this Sugya is like this. That yes, it's true that there's a din called B'dikas Chametz al Sofik Nitkana. I want to extract now, after the dust settles, that I just said two bombs. I said, bomb number one is what's the Hezron of Chikis of Lesnar Vana by Toma. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz of Shat. And then I went invited using the Rabbeinu Peretz to explain why that Machlekes is relevant to Chometz. If that is the Pasha of Shat in the Gemara, So I want to extract from this Gemara what it says over here, something that we didn't find in any of the four cases till now. Watch. I have a Gemara that said that if it's called one Rishos, then we go the Chumrah. That means I want to point out that this Gemara brought down Bika to define whether it's called one Rishos or not. And the Ma'ariv Kamina, whether it's called one Rishos or not. Statistically, it's the same Suffolk. The answer is to define whether or not you fit into the gather of B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin. Are you that type of Suffolk, correct? So they need to have a Mefurash Gemara that says that there are different types of Sfeikas. There are Sfeikas which are Doime to the B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin, right? There are Sfeikas which are Doime to the B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin, because they're one Rishos, and there are Sfeikas which are not Doime to B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin. They don't fit into the gather. Not everything fits into B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin. But that's only if it's called two Rishos. But if it's called one Rishos, so then Hagama didn't even see the Chametz go in. That's also included in B'dikas Chametz al Netzke. That means Vashtein this Gemara, that if only it's going to be called one Rishos, then we're made, then we're Machmer. If only it's going to be called one Rishos, we're going to be Machmer, because B'dikas Chametz al Netzke. What did the Gemara say? If it's called two Rishuyais, like a blazer, so then I won't say B'dikas Chametz al Netzke, then I'll go the Kula. Abaluyitzer, it's called one Rishos. So then we're machmer. Why is that busy machmer? Because B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin. Rashi had a mucker over here to his whole shita. Rashi's shita is that we say B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin in all cases, even when there's a piece of Chametz over here in front of me, correct? Rashi has a Gemara on this. Because this Gemara, by the way, is talking about B'dikas Chametz. This Gemara is not talking about eating, because you don't have the Chametz in front of you. You don't know where the Chametz went. You're not talking about eating a specific piece. This Gemara is for sure talking about B'dikas Chametz, correct? We're not talking about eating over here. So this Gemara is talking about B'dikas Chametz, okay? And the shayla over here is do I have to do B'dikah or not, correct? So what's the shayla? What happened to something that wanted to look cool? Terrence says, what do you mean? B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin. And the shayla, whether we activate B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin, depends whether we look at it as one Rishos or two Rishos. Shak, what is it? Oh, so why do I want to... I know, so what does Rashi say? If it's a Derabon and the Kula, so by the Derabon we're made, then we treat it like a different Rishos. That's the Kula over here. By the Derabon we're not so Machpid. By the Derabon I'm prepared to treat it like a separate Rishos. Over here, the Derabon and Amoida. Only by the Raisa are they Machpid. By the Derabon and the Derabon and Amoida to the Rebbe Lezer, that we treat it like two Rishos. Azei Shteita over here in the Gemara Lefishitas Rashi. One second. That's Pshat number one in the Sugya. And I'm stressing again, that Lefidis Pshat, we have a Mefurash Gemara in case number four that discussed different types of sfeikas. We have a Mefurash Gemara that discusses different types of sfeikas. When do you have the din of B'dikas Chametz al Suffolk Nitkin and when you don't? Hagam that, I repeat again, they're both statistically the same case. Very lumdish Gemara. Hold it. That's Pshat number one in the Sugya. Pshat number two in the Sugya, which I want to bring out, is similar in lumdish to this, but very different. I guess you'd say Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Rashi Navi Dezorah says a different shot in the Chachamim. He says, what are the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold that this is classic Sovak Tumba Shazayachir. Why is this classic Sovak Tumba Shazayachir? Says Rashi, very, very blunt Rashi. Chachamim mitamin to say sif, maldi soda achas, maldi beso, the schoda sveiki, he shava holach adakev, veher shava, excuse me, apologize. Well, baha fi the Rabbana way, the Rechi Pelig Rabbana, lady of Blazer, hekid the maldi soda tumba, the yal Allah, shocking myself. Rashi in Avodah Zarah is chapter number two in the Sugya. Rashi says that the reason why they're born in Aser is because the entire field A was filled with Tumah. It's not possible that you went into field A and you weren't Ma'alal Tumah. Not possible. Not like Rashi over here. Rashi over here says that entire field A wasn't full of Tumah. So it's a sex sacred. Rashi over there says the Ukimta was, the case was over there, that field A was completely Tumah. So the question is, did you go into A? Did you go into B? There's only one Suffolk, correct? So here begins the big mystery. If that's the Pshat of Chacham, that it's called one Suffolk because the entire field is full of Tumah. So there's only one Suffolk of, did you walk into A? You didn't walk into A. What's Pshat and who? What's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer? That's the big mystery. Big mystery. According to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, who says it can't be a Sfek Seiko Ai, Kimiduber, so what's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer? Speak out the Rishonim over there, Avodah Zarah. That Rebbe Lezer said the answer. What did he answer? Suffolk Beatar. Rebbe Lezer said a shocking thing. Rebbe Lezer said that not every Suffolk Tumah Bershus HaYochid that we learn out of Suffolk or Sfeiko Tumah. It depends what's the nature of the Suffolk. If it's a Suffolk Magor, if it's a Suffolk of did you touch it or not, I mean, you for sure, watch how I'm saying it, you for sure were in the area of the Toma, and the question is, did you touch it or not? So then everyone agrees that we say Suffolk Toma Shazir. Well, it's a Suffolk Bia. I don't even know if you Bechal got into the area of the Toma. You're one step away. By the way, when I say one step away, I don't mean statistically. The statistical chances of a guy walking in Rosh Hashanah and whether or not it was a sheretz or whether it was something which is Torah is 50-50. This is also 50-50, right? The statistic is the same suffix, but the nature of the suffix is a different suffix. You were not in the suffix of did you b'chal get close to the Torah? Suffix be a Torah. I want to stop here and say something. The Lashon of the Ramban of the Zohar is, it's called a suffix rochek. It's a far suffix. Now far, by the way, doesn't mean statistically far. Because statistically speaking, there's no difference. Far means that it's a different type of suffix. The suffix is, that means, I'll say it very simple. The din of suffix Torah b'shus ha'yachad, the feed of the Shabbat, was only said when there's a drorah, when there's a serious suffix, when I say the word serious, I mean statistically, when the nature of the suffix is, it's in front of us that maybe you touch. For example, I'll give you the case, okay? In b'shus ha'ram, there's a kever, and a guy walked down b'shus ha'ram. I don't know, did you walk over it? You didn't walk over it. So there, you did an action, suffix magra. That's what's called suffix magra. You were in the place of the Toma, and the question is, did you walk over or not? But when I have separate fields, that's called a suffix bia. So according, I want to add on to Chav, that according to the Rashbam, the Kasiba for a blazer is because of sex feka. So the word suffix bia is a code name for a sex feka. Suffix bia, suffix magra. Suffix bia tar means, because besides the suffix of the magra, is also another suffix called bia, because they're called two different rishriyas, like we explained, the Moshal Sharet Zedek and Adas. But according to Rashi, who learns in Avodah Zarah that there's no sex fake over here, slowly, I'm saying, be great now. So then, what's the reason for a blazer? The answer is because it's a suffix bia. A suffix bia is a different type of suffix. A suffix bia is the only time we learn that from Seita, the suffix Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Yachid, Svekwe Torah, is when the suffix is a suffix maga. Suffix maga is that I'm in the ballpark, I'm in the stadium of the Tum, and the shell, did I touch it or not? What happens if I have a suffix of did I come into the place or not? Okay? I don't even know if I came into that place or not. A suffix bia is a Torah, it's a bite through a suffix. On that type of suffix, I stress the word, type of suffix, wasn't said to be a suffix to Rosh Hashanah. Feed up shots, what's the comparison to Chometz? Right, I'll ask him a monoshach. It's called a Makom Shev, Machmiz Mechometz or not? So here's the raid, here comes big raid. The answer is, Avada. Rashi teaches us that a Makom Shev, Machmiz Mechometz, I'll say it in the Lashon that we've been saying the last week, any Sofik Mechometz is called the goal of Chomer, because Vika Chosom and Itzka. But here's the just like we find in the din of Sofik Torah versus the Yachid. Where the Torah was machmir and said that every suffix b'tum b'shus yachid is sveikoi tome, even though it has a cheskes tara, yet there's exceptions to it, because there's different types of sveikas, which are, we'll call them further sveikas, more distant sveikas, or better said, a different type of suffix. With the part is, I don't have the drawer in front of me. Likewise with B'dikas chametz, about it's a suffix bia, I don't even know if the chametz came in. That means, in case number one, something came into the house. In case number two, something fell in. In case number three, something went into a house. What happens if I have a case where, statistically speaking, by the way, it's the same thing whether the animal went in or not? We don't know. But Lamais, at the end of the day, the nature of the suffix is a suffix bia. So listen to the Moir de Kazakh. The same way we find that a blazer holds that in the din of suffix Tumah versus Ayachid, where the Torah says we say good Tumah, yet we say that suffix bia is a different type of suffix. It's a zat type of suffix that wasn't said. It's likewise, the Gemara made a tzushtel, is likewise by B'dikas Chometz, where albeit that it's true that the Torah HaKadosh said, that the Rabbanan said that every suffix is you hear the comparison? They compared two places in the Torah where they were machmir by sekes. One is suffix Tumah versus Yachid, and yet a suffix bia is called a different type of suffix which wasn't set on it the din of suffix Tumah versus Yachid. And likewise by Chometz, the Zelbazach, it's true that Chazal asked all sfeikas, but all sfeikas which are in the ballpark. What happens if Abichal don't know Sofik all? Abichal don't know Sofik bia. So the same way that by a derisa the gedin of Sofik Tumah Rosh Hashanah, we say that Sofik bia is tar because it's a step back, it's one step removed from arriving on the scene of the Tumah, is by Chometz also. Hagam de Chazal made a din of Suffolk Chometz is always Aser, but we take one step back when it's a Suffolk Bia. It wasn't said that then, because we learn from Tumah that Suffolk Bia is a different type of Suffolk, albeit statistically it doesn't make a difference. You're realizing that the two Pshatim are similar. They're similar in only one nekuda. In pshat, they're very different. They're similar in the nekuda that not every suffix has the din of suffix Torah, has the din of suffix chometz. I'll hold this one. Just in pshat one, the comparison to Torah is it called one rishus or not? And in pshat two, the question is whether you're a suffix b or not. The only tarashov of the two pshatim is that in each pshat, there's a different gather of what did we find over there, why it's different than the regular din. In pshat number one is because it's different rishuyas. Pshat number two is it's called a suffix bia. But our kapparet, those are the first two mahalchim. The problem is that Tosfos looks at the whole sugya differently, and we're going to see tomorrow, b'shot tov u'metzlachas, follow the Maamar Kremes carefully.